Yes, and something no one has asked for. We're a week from the Pistons Open. We'll see you guys at the draft. All right, so we have news you can use, and only you can determine whether you are accepting of this. Report today from Jeremy Fowler, verified by Adam Schefter. The Lions have reached out on a pass rusher. In the absence of Aiden Hutchinson, they have reached out. There are no details further. It's just a phone call. You know, Brad could have picked up the phone and been trolling Joe Douglas and the Jets, and the only thing Douglas hears is, and then Brad hangs up. My point is, they have reached out about Hassan Reddick. What do you want to do? Now, Hassan Reddick, the last 4 years, has 57 sacks. He's had double-digit sacks each of the last 5 years. He wants a contract. What's changed? He's been fined over $5 million. His agency fired him. Now Drew Rosenhaus is playing Jerry Maguire with his one client and trying to get him a job. He's trying to get Kush drafted at the top of the draft. So my question to you guys is Hassan Reddick enough to get the Super Bowl train back on the tracks? I lean yes. There's a lot of questions with Hassan Reddick. I question where, I mean, I know where his head has been, firmly implanted up his ass the last 6 months. I don't know how you cost yourself $5 million. I don't know how you sit out and just destroy your value. I digress. Is he good enough? Is he productive enough? Yes and yes. I would be comfortable if you brought me Hassan Reddick. I can lay down my sword and go, you know what? We might be okay. Is it my first choice? Oh, God, no. But after they just paid Aleem McNeil the $100 million, $97 million, whatever, maybe it's the most sensible. I don't think it'll cost a lot. I mean, think about it. Disgruntled Devontae Adams was what, a fourth?
Yeah.
All right, Hassan for what?
I think Hassan is, if Hassan would have said, if he comes in and says, I'm okay, let me become a rental and I'll just be a free agent to end the, to start the new year.
Fifth round pick?
Yeah. But I think the Lions will say great and sign off on it. I think now if Hassan Reddick is saying, we can do this, but I want a long-term commitment. Yeah. See, that's when I think Brad just says, all right, thank you.
Here's the, well, that was, yeah, that was the Kenny whoopee cushion on the phone if he did it. I think the other thing, and guys, I'm not painting this guy out as a bad person. I'm saying, Dan Campbell said it best. Elite edge rushers don't grow on trees. And if you want those guys, you have to give up the farm. Hassan Reddick, finally, when the Cardinals started using him correctly years ago, they originally had him playing inside linebacker, which was ridiculous. He moves to the outside. He pops for like 12 sacks. Immediately, he's gone. He goes to Carolina. He's there for 1 year. He performs well, 10 or 11 sacks. He's gone from Carolina. He goes to Philly. He gives you 12 and 16. I'm spitballing here, but I think it's 28 sacks in 2 years. Then he gets traded because Philly signed Bryce Huff rather than keep their own guy. So this will be Hassan Reddick's fifth team in 4 years. That doesn't equate to, wait, guy at 57 sacks the last 4 years. I mean,
you should be a hot commodity. Team's not letting you go.
So that will be stuff that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell are certainly more qualified than we are to know about the human being, sit down with the man, talk to the reps, and frankly, talk to other teams. But I'm asking you guys the question right here, right now. Are you willing to let go of everything else? The fantasies that I partly want to partake in, like Max Crosby and 3 first-round picks. If Brad Holmes gets Hassan Reddick, is it enough? 248-539-9797. I lean yes, but I am a little nervous. But I lean yes.
If they got him, it's enough. If you were somehow, let's just take the contract length off the table, and he was just suiting up in a Lions uniform. Yes, because though he's not just a designated defensive end, he's technically a linebacker. He's more of that in that Micah Parsons range where he can do multiple things. Yes, because you keep bringing the pressure on the quarterbacks. You keep forcing teams to have to double team him, because I still think he's worth a double team. Now, he will be a little bit out of shape because he hasn't been playing football for a while. So it may take him a few games to get his sea legs underneath him. But Mike described the numbers that this man has brought over the last 4 or 5 years. I think that there's no fall off with that. Once he gets healthy and in NFL game shape, that, yeah, you're now going to force teams to once again double team and keep, you know, a fullback in, or keep a tight end in, or keep a running back in to chip on him and make sure he doesn't get to your quarterback. So absolutely it would work. He's not Aiden. But
no one is.
If you can get 70% of what Aiden was,
I'm good with it.
To go with your offense, you're good.
I'm good with it. Hassan Reddick has shown to be a productive player in this league in multiple schemes at every stop. If he's still got that. Now, my fear is this is a guy who didn't work out in training camp, hasn't played. There'd be a run-up, but I don't need him for October. I don't even need him for November. I need him for December in the stretch run. So, yeah, I could get down on it. Is it my first choice? No. But realism, cost, seems to fit.
Because, yeah, right now it kind of feels like, no offense to whoever you're bringing in off the practice squad, but you're probably going to get about 20% of what Aiden gave you. So I'd rather give me something that's close to what this offense, you'll be fine. But you're getting ready to play two divisional opponents on the road in the next 3 weeks. And if you're saying, we're just going to outscore them, they can score two people. Look at the point differential in the league. It's the Vikings. It's the Packers. Oh, no. Yeah, that other team, that's the Bears. You're not going to see them until later on in the year.
See, he's nailing something here. Hassan Reddick, everyone else is going to know he's productive. Everyone else is going to know he's cheap. You do not want Hassan Reddick in a Bears uniform. You do not want him in a Packer or a Minnesota uniform. I'm not telling you to do something just to keep it away from somebody else. But you got the biggest need in this division. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the answer. 248-539-9797. David, where do you stand on it?
I'm going to say no.
Deflated.
Here's why. It's because I just don't know what type of team player he would be. Meaning, if you don't give an extension to him, he's going to want to prove what he is and maybe do things outside of scheme to get his numbers.
Oh, go rogue?
Yeah, to get his. That's just what I would think. He's already shown that he wants everything right for himself. So maybe he could do this. That would be my worry on the trade. But I do have a question for you guys based on value.
Hold on. But wouldn't that actually help you out if he went out there and was trying to be for himself, trying to get numbers?
Not if he's going off scheme. Okay. And away from the scheme.
Not okay. If he goes Malik okay. McDowell yeah, he last year.
You know what?
State.
That's all you needed to say.
On
remember
surface,
Malik
you're right.
Freelancing?
Yeah, that's all you need.
Uh-oh. You know what? We're playing
80-yard touchdown, Wisconsin. Why? One player wasn't in his gap.
Mm-hmm. Malik, why don't you just take the day off?
So I do have a question, some information here on value, possibly value. What did you all say the value would be? What would you have to give up in a trade? Possibly.
You would probably have to give up that fourth rounder. I think you don't have a third for next year.
Reason why I'm asking is I wonder if this would change your mind. Josina Anderson reports here that because of the Eagles-Jets trade, there was conditions on that trade.
It turns into a two if he goes to the NFC.
Yes. So would they want a two in return and then trading him, knowing they're giving up a two to the Eagles?
Then here's how the phone call goes.
And that's why I asked.
You are outside of your mind.
That's why I asked. If they were to say, no, we want a second because we're giving up one, how does that change your mind?
I mean, you don't have a third. You're not going to, I don't think you're going to extend him. This almost, David, takes you out of the game because I don't think you're willing to give up. It would go up against everything that Brad Holmes has done since he's come here to just give up a second round pick for a rental player. When you wouldn't do it last year for a third-round pick for Chase Young. Uh-oh. And he had potential of maybe sticking around had it worked out.
Montez Sweat was a two. Needed a contract, but he was a two. There is no world. David, he's eroded his value. I think if you're the Jets, just take what you can
get. Get what you can.
It's clear he don't want to play for you. You know the worst part? The team that needs him the most is the team he's currently on. The Jets need him desperately. Mm-hmm. Jermaine Johnson's out for the year. The pass rush is lacking. Sauce Gardner, you need to talk to the family because I don't know what the hell is going on. He's on the field. He's off the field. He's got his helmet. What is going on?
You know, honestly, I thought he had like a concussion in one game, and then he came back on, and I'm wondering if they're just trying to keep under wraps or
– I don't know.
Let's just go full conspiracy theory. You know, just don't get hurt, and when your contract's up, we'll find a new place.
Oh, my. 248-539-9797. We will get with you, the people, next. The Lions have gone shopping. Is Hassan Reddick enough? Is Hassan Reddick enough? According to ESPN, the Lions have reached out. Eileen, yes. I can lay down my sword of the dream scenarios. We can deal in reality. And after they signed Aleem McNeil, I mean, it just wouldn't seem like Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell production if they just flippantly added another $30 million a year to an outsider when they really only want to pay their people. Maybe Hassan Reddick, if Hassan and Drew Rosenhaus understand there will be no long-term contract. Then it begs a different question. How deep is your love? How badly do you want Hassan Reddick that if other people are offering a multi-year deal, you either do the same or you don't get him? That's another layer to this. Now, we don't have that. I'm saying if I can get him on a rental, I'll pay whatever price. Right. Yeah, we can go win the Super Bowl.
But you're saying you don't want to see him in a Viking uniform, a Packer uniform, Bears, or maybe out on a West Coast team.
No, I don't. But I also don't want to be the team that pays him. Why did no one else want to pay him?
Yeah.
He's infinitely productive.
Yeah, I think that teams don't want to be on the hook for him. I don't know what the problem is, but changing so many different teams, the productivity is there. Don't know what he's like off the field. And maybe it's just, you know what, you can leave.
All right.
There's the door.
Let's go to Glenn, 97.1. Glenn, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, not much. But when I saw that report, honestly, I was pretty surprised, especially with the whole, if it's an NFC team, it's a second-round pick. What in the world, I mean, why would you, if you're the Jets, take anything lower than a second-round pick from an NFC team then?
Well, because I don't think.
They already traded.
Because I don't think anyone's giving it to you. It's just
no, but then you wouldn't do anything at all.
So you'd let him rot and get nothing?
Yeah.
Just pull a Le'Veon Bell.
Second round pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't get what the Jets. The only way I could see them trading the NFC, like if the Lions were like, "We'll give you our second, and you have to give us your third," then they recuperate. You know what I mean? It's like they get very little. I mean, sure. I think he's only worth a fourth or fifth round pick, but then let's say you do get Hassan Reddick. If he hasn't played for the Jets this whole offseason, why would he play for us? I mean, I know it's a different situation, but I feel like he's going to demand a contract.
Well, I think after your strategy got you fired by your agents and you're down $5 million, there comes a point where reality comes calling. Hassan, you got to play
so
ball.
So you think he'd play. All right, fair enough.
No,
my other thing,
let me say this, Glenn. I don't know. You might be right, man. I'm just offering you the real perspective is at some point somebody's got to give you some religion here.
I mean, whatever the Jets did, I think is kind of laughable because they traded for a problem in essence is what they got. But the Lions, I don't know. All right, in your opinion, Mike Rico, the minimum the Lions need to do for a name to get to, like, potential Super Bowl aspirations again?
If they acquire a player of this caliber, I could easily be persuaded. I mean, Glenn, I just think
what about
a guy like Hutch, it was Goff and Hutchinson, the only two irreplaceable guys on this roster, and you lost one of them.
I agree. What if it was, let's say, hypothetically, Ojulari from your Giants and Smith from the Browns?
Not mad at it.
Do you think that could move the needle?
Yeah,
I mean,
it could. The problem with Aziz,
those two are more gettable.
Just take it from a Giants fan, here's your problem. He'll get hurt getting off the plane.
I mean, but he's in the contract year, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you can throw a six-round pick at him and
fit. Oh, yeah. You'd get him for next to nothing.
And
that part I agree with.
And Glenn, here's the other thing about Za'Darius Smith. he's had some back issues as well. So you're dealing with injuries if he comes in.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's one for you. And I know a lot of people are going to probably look at their radio and look at me funny. Maybe you just take that one chance on Jadeveon Clowney for a rental for a year.
I mean, I would take it. My real hope was they could have got Trey Hendrickson, but I feel like the Bengals aren't going to trade him now. The fact that I was rooting for the Giants so bad against Cincinnati. Like, if they go 1-5, he's on the chop. They got to sell because they know Campbell. They know Aaron Glenn. He's played next to DJ Reader. I thought that fit like a glove for maybe a third or fourth round pick.
You can blame me. Picks. Blame my team.
Yeah,
we should have beat them.
Really pissed me off, man. I wanted Hendrickson and Honolulu blue and silver, and I'd feel pretty good because I think he's very underrated. He's got some juice in him.
Consummate pro.
Yeah,
I agree. And I'd like to apologize on behalf of the New York Giants and the state of New York. Glenn, I let you down. I mean, the Giants,
you did.
They should have won that game by double figures. I know. I'm sorry.
Especially when they fumbled at the end of the game. Like, they're getting the ball back and they knock it out of bounds. But it's whatever. So, I don't know. Let's get Myles Garrett. I've been saying that for years. Screw it. Sell it all. I don't know.
Glenn, that's where I'm at. I just don't think that's where they're at. And I'm sorry. I know we let you down. Oh, by the way, things are going great in New York. Andrew Thomas, Liz Frank injury, out for the year.
Didn't really want to tell you that.
Go to hell. Trevor, he's up next, 97.1. Hi, Trev.
Hey, guys. I think, and this is a little bit beside the point, but I think this name got thrown out there maybe for there's just a lot of names getting thrown out there for clicks and whatnot, but a little bit besides the point. I think we can all agree that this locker room is a special locker room, and it brings out the best in people and the best in players. So I think any hang up as it relates to
Hey, Trevor. Trevor, don't know what happened to you.
I'm pretty sure he fell off a cliff. And what we heard was him, his body descending into a ravine. Is he okay?
Thoughts and prayers.
Did he crash his bike and go over the rail like the Tour de France?
Let's hope he had on his bike helmet.
That's like the video of Kelsey Grammer falling off stage during a speech. You ever see that one? Yeah, hey, guys, good to talk. Ah! Is he okay? Seeing him fall into the darkness is still just like, I shouldn't laugh, but he's okay. He's still alive. It's fine. We just need to check on our last caller, make sure he's okay. He disappeared. Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jace, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. First time in a long time. I hope you're both doing well.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, listen, I have a hang-up on Reddick. For one reason is he's too small to play defensive end, and unless we plan on changing our defensive lineup, or alignment, I should say, where we play three down linemen and have him coming outside, I would be okay with that. I really and truly would. It's a matter of Aaron Glenn is willing to make those type of changes. I think Reddick is a special player. I would love to keep him away from any one of our division rivals right now. And another thing, I don't know if you guys saw this, but CBS Sports has the Vikings, Lions, Packers, Bears all ranked in the top 9. I mean, it tells you what a crazy division we have right now. And I would love to get Trey Hendrickson. As a caller before, or two callers before me mentioned, that would be a dream scenario. I just don't know what it would take to get someone like him. And
well, first of all, you would have to convince the Bengals to move him. They again, if my Giants would have done their bleeping job, it's a different conversation. If the Bengals are sitting at 1-5 or whatever,
you need Cleveland, you need Philly, and you need the Raiders to just sweep them in the next three games.
Good luck.
And now,
you can't trust people from New York. That's what it comes down to.
Oh man, hurtful. All right, I'll take that. You sure as hell can't trust our football teams. That's for sure. But no, it's how I am, and it's who I am, and I can't be anybody else. I come from a place where you don't accept mediocrity, and you do. You take big swings and you swing for the fences. And here, clearly, this town disagrees. Like, I'm Satan because I want the Tigers to start the process of spending. Or, hey, Lions, your best player just died. I don't want a bad player. I want a good player. Let's go for it.
Right.
Make the Raiders hang up the phone. But see, I'm different.
Yeah, you are. And I think for them, reality could kick in if Sunday the Vikings go out there and you can't get to Sam Darnold and he carves you apart. Now there's a sense of urgency. Right now, I think that they believe we have everything that it takes. We will be okay. We'll move on.
248-539-9797. All right, David, ticket text while Rieger gets himself set up. What do we got?
Hassan Reddick is a last resort for me. This is Brad doing things on the cheap again, is what I believe if he gets Reddick. Hassan is better than Chase Young, close to being Sweat, a fifth all day, every day. It's possibly the best option.
Well, we don't know that that's what it would be, but when you're asking me, what am I trading for a guy in season who hasn't played, held out, got fired by his agent, and is demanding a contract? Yeah, I'm not giving you a premium asset.
It's not a home run, but it will work. But a home run costs a lot. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, everybody wants the stars, but reality matters. That is from A2 in Tecumseh.
I just don't know what you're waiting for. It's the most important season in Lions history. You have a Super Bowl team. What the hell do we care about 2028? The answer is I don't. I want a parade. What Lions fan has suffered for 70 years who wouldn't take a Super Bowl? Or even the appearance in a Super Bowl, and not be willing to be bad at some point in the future. Who cares?
Yeah, you would end that streak because you're one of, what, three teams to never make the Super Bowl. So,
hi, Jeff.
And by the way, they're playing in the toughest division since, what, 1970?
It feels like it. I mean, it's four, it's three.
I get it, six games, but still.
It's three top 10 defenses, that's for sure. I mean, it is. It's a brutally difficult division. And this game, and look, yeah, I don't want to do must-win theater in October.
It's a big game, though.
But if you lose to Minnesota and they're 6-0 and you're 4-2, right, you're creating a problem for yourself.
Yeah. Then you got to, obviously, and you'll want to win the division simply because even if you don't get the one bye or the first seed.
You get the home game.
You get the home game. You need the home game. So
what are you doing next?
I actually was listening to you guys. And I listen all the time, guys. And I was on a little schwitz running down Ford Road like I like to do. And something I said yesterday with Wojo, you guys kind of changed my mind. And I realized that what I was saying yesterday might have all been hope as compared to actual fact about the Lions and Aiden Hutchinson. And I want to, we're on for 35 minutes. Let me get the Pistons basketball.
Hold on. Here's the preview show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's something like that. So anyway,
let's go to Pistons tonight.
I'm going to ask the people, I'm going to ask the confident people to help me out. So we'll do that for 35 minutes. Do you know the season starts? Like, this is the last preseason game, guys.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Oh, you want an answer?
No. Just continue.
Yeah, season starts next week.
All right, just don't vilify us.
Well, I won't. I wouldn't think of it. My goodness.
I just have enough respect for the way Aiden was playing that, no, I don't think it's, I don't think it's all rainbows and sunshine.
I'm curious, though. I'm curious because if you see that, let's say they go for Max Crosby and they simply can't get him because Vegas won't give him up.
Respect.
Right. What are you going to do? Right?
No, and I would salute Brad Holmes for trying.
So all you want to see is the reports, at least the reports that you're going for the big guns.
Because just like the Tigers offseason last year, I don't accept not trying. Like, I don't. And I don't want to hear about the magic. No, because the magic didn't apply to third base.
Yeah.
Okay? Like,
they need a third baseman.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
Shut your face.
They do. Right-handed bat, too.
Franchise, Matt Vierling.
Yeah. But yeah, if the Raiders come and say, you know what?
Vierling's not going anywhere.
Give us... You know, we want three first-round picks.
Listen, be happy.
Maybe that changes in 2 weeks.
Be happy you lost to the Guardians. You saved yourself the embarrassment of what's currently happening.
Listen, the Tigers would have lost to the Yankees. They would have. And you'll fight this. it would have been a tad closer than the Guardians playing the Yankees. Simply because they're deeper in pitching. Guys you can count on to go against the Yankees in higher leverage situations. Here's the problem, though. They wouldn't score against the Yankees. So maybe it evens out.
Well, in fact, the Judge is all of a sudden starting to look like a star.
You know what pisses me off? I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it. It would have been great to see.
That's like saying you want to see your grandmother's funeral. Don't do that.
I already did.
Hey, savor those memories, because that would have been Tigers Yankees. Okay?
It's called limping to the finish line.
I am a 49-year-old man. Do you think my grandmother's still with us?
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be great if she was.
Dude, I don't know.
Grandma Selma, unfortunately, passed away a while ago.
All right, well, remember Selma in a box. That would have been Yankees Tigers.
My Bubby, too.
Okay, can we please?
You brought it up.
I didn't bring anything.
You did bring it up.
David hit the